T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The MTA is getting serious about wearing a mask on its transit system, announcing a $50 fine starting Monday for anyone who refuses. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is following this, and he joins us now. So, Steve, how is this fine going to work?
Well, Linda, if we back up a little bit, masks have been mandatory on the MTA system since mid-April. That's when they said if you wanted to ride the train or the bus, you had to put a face covering on. But at the time, they didn't really spell out the punishments if you weren't wearing one. So now there will be a punishment in the form of this $50 fine. It's going to start up on Monday. We heard from MTA higher-ups that mask compliance is already pretty good at about 90% on subways, 96% on buses, same neighborhood for Metro North and Long Island Railroad. But the challenge is those last few people. I also asked if the fine applies to those who do have a mask, but they aren't wearing it right, say, like below the nose or something like that. I'm told that's not really the aim here. The goal is to get the people on board who have so far been refusing to wear a mask altogether.
Well, we also heard from Governor Cuomo, who seemed to spearhead this announcement. Why does he think the fine is needed?
Yeah, the governor took a little bit of a different tack here that, yeah, this will maybe get some people to wear a mask who weren't already. But to him, this is maybe more of a psychological thing, an effort to help win back confidence in public transportation more than anything else. We did hear the governor note that now post-Labor Day roads are filling up. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can attest to that at this very moment. He said New York City simply cannot operate if everyone chooses to come in by car. So it's going to be these extra steps, these things that show they are taking health and safety seriously on mass transit, that the governor hopes might convince you to maybe leave the car at home and come back to the train or the bus.
Well, there have been some concerns around how this rule will be enforced. So who's going to be out there issuing fines?
Yeah, this is going to be something to keep an eye on here, because obviously any new rule is going to need some enforcement. The MTA higher-ups made it clear it's going to be the NYPD and MTA police doing the enforcement here and handing out fines. The Transit Workers Union had been a little concerned about this. They actually told bus drivers and train conductors not to do any enforcement on their own, just out of fear of being assaulted. And we've unfortunately seen a few of those stories recently. So it'll be up to law enforcement. But at the same time, we have several recent examples of the NYPD doling out this kind of enforcement disproportionately to people of color. We saw that back when they were out enforcing social distancing. It came out that 92% of those arrests were of people of color, and that job was eventually taken away from the NYPD. So it'll be something to watch here to see if the NYPD can enforce this in an equitable way.
It's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.